Okay, since I didn't bring my computer here with me to Nyköping, I thought I might do an audio blog today. It's 11:30 at night, and I've just been sitting in the hotel after the Peter Jerback and Cookies and Beans concert earlier tonight, which was fantastic. One of the kind of weird things that happened, I must say, though, was that I got a fifth row seat. I found myself sort of behind someone who's really quite tall, and I was quite disappointed. And I kept looking over to the right-hand side, where there were some people sitting on chairs, and there's some people sitting on this kind of rock ledge in an old castle, which is where the concert was. It's this sort of, I think, 13th or 14th century castle, ruined. And inside they've created a bit of a stage and all those sorts of things. Anyway, I kept looking over to the side and thinking, that looks really fantastic, I'd love to sit over there. After a little while, a group of people arrived, and one of them was sitting in my seat, or I was sitting in her seat, as it turned out. Now, the weird thing was that they looked at my ticket, and I thought I had row 5, place 2, but indeed I had row 5, place 2, wheelchair. So I actually purchased a wheelchair ticket, a wheelchair seating ticket, which was very stupid of me. And I apologised, and we laughed and all that sort of stuff. There were no people there in a wheelchair, so I just sort of moved over to the spot where I should have been, which was sitting up on this lovely ledge, which this elevated view of the concert, which was really a great place to see the show from, and I think much better position that I had than I would have actually had I been sitting behind the man with the tall hair. So the show was fantastic. They did all of my favourite songs. There were a couple of songs I would have liked to have heard, but Cookies and Beans started with their fantastic version of First We Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin, which I first saw on the TV show Syskoda Lorta, which is a sort of like a sing-along TV show on Swedish TV. Peter did songs like Närhärde Platsen and quite a few songs from East Side Stories. He did Juni, Juli, Augusti, which I absolutely love. I would have liked to have heard him do Melon and Far and Son, which is between a father and a son, which I think is a wonderful song too. But I really loved the show. I took lots and lots of photographs and grabbed some video as well, which I will share with Grant, who is a big Peter Jerback fan as well. So here I am in Nyköping. I've been staying in the Clarion Hotel, which is very nice. I'm really happy with the thing so far. I managed to, as part of the deal, you get breakfast and a buffet dinner, which I think is quite excellent. You also get free Wi-Fi and all of those sorts of things. I've got this little room on the top floor, the fourth floor, which overlooks out onto the like a little stream or river below, and which is about, you know, maybe 200 meters walk from the concert venue. So it was the perfect place to stay. The staff here, absolutely lovely. I left my Australian plug at home for my mobile phone. The charger, they found a charger for me, which was fantastic. So I've been very happy with the location. My plan for tomorrow is to go on this tour of the archipelago locally, and then head back to Stockholm. I have had a bit of a chance to look around Nyköping. I went on a bit of a tour earlier this afternoon, which started off in the marketplace of the town and told us about how there's a church, the St. Nikolai Church, which goes back, I think, to the 12th century. Yeah, 12th century, parts of the church, the fire, and so obviously not everything is exactly 12th century, but it goes back to that period. We also looked at some of the taller houses, taller the buildings in the main street, which they used to call scandalous houses, because people thought that the higher houses sort of scandalized or upset the town centre. We had a look at the new city hall, which was a popular design competition thing in the back in the 60s, and which everyone hates now because it looks so kind of Eastern Bloc European awful 1960s. in contrast to all the other lovely old buildings. Then we also went down and sort of wandered by sort of where some of the workmen's cottages were and so on. One of the interesting things I didn't know is that Encore, which is the Swedish department store in Stockholm, comes from Nyköping. And Nordiska Companiet, I think it's called. And it started off just by manufacturing furniture in Nyköping. And there's a lovely building called the Encore Villa, NK Villa, which is down kind of on the river area. And it's kind of really very gorgeous building. I'll have some photographs, you know, there to show you what it looks like. But it was there was some sort of exposition of trade and that sort of stuff in the area many, many years ago. And this building housed, you know, the display furniture for the company. And it was later given back to the workers of the company for, you know, Christmas parties and things like that. So it was a really interesting little tour, 45 minutes. And it was just a kind of interesting insight into Nyköping. So here it is. Now I live the five, I think it's time for bed.